Blog Talk Radio.
You may be thinking, Coach Adams, you know what? Oh, my gosh. You have hit the nail right on the head today with that question. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I love Mondays, and it's your time for greatness. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and I have some richness that I feel will really support you right where you are on your journey. You know, speaking of your journey, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. The richness that is contained on our on-demand library, I mean, truly filled with great insight on various subjects is to equip and empower you on your journey to win. So we trust that you'll take advantage of that. You know, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming on our subject. And then, if time permits, we will open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's topic. This, of course, always lends to a richer and more interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Said, if you don't already have your pens and notepads, you're sitting at your laptops or desktops, you have your smartphone open with your notes or your iPads or your tablets, whatever you need to soak in the richness of what is being shared today, we encourage you to grab something so you can take those notes. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a brief moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We ask that you allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. Why? Because we can't do it without Y-O-U. And again, we thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and the subject of today is reset. The subject for today in our Shape Up series is reset. I don't know about you, but there are times on my journey when I feel like I need a reset. And you know, the reality is you have a destiny, and your destiny is waiting. It's waiting, poised, waiting for you to move towards it. You know, it's hard to believe that this is the month July, that we're almost halfway through this month of July. We've already hit the halfway point of this year. And before you know it, because once we hit the halfway point, what I have found is that the year, I thought it was already flying by. When we get to that halfway point, it seems like it's at warp speed. And it zooms by. It goes from flying by to zooming by. And, you know, there are often times on my journey when I feel like I need a reset. And I don't know if that's your story. You know, I often will, and I regularly evaluate where I am, but there's certain times when I feel like I need to really, really evaluate at a different level. And so today we're talking about reset. And, you know, it's so funny. Anytime, you know, your outlet, for example, in your home may go out, you have to hit the reset button. And you're hitting that reset button. And I had this happen to me last weekend. An outlet wasn't working, and I had to hit the reset button. And that reset button set it again. It adjusted whatever needed to be adjusted to bring it back to where it needed to be. It fixed the problem, the issue of the outlet at that time not working. So when you think about reset, I want you to think about reset as an opportunity to set something again, to make a necessary adjustment or to fix in a new or different way. So when we reset, we are setting something again, like the illustration that I gave with an outlet you're making an adjustment, or you're fixing something in a new way or a different way. So when you're looking at reset, I want you to begin to evaluate, what does this reset look like for me? What does it mean to reset? What does it mean to set again? What type of adjustment or things do I need to fix on my journey to get new and different results? What do I need to do differently? Because 6 months of the year has already flown by. And the next 6 months, I promise you, they're going to move at warp speed. That's been my experience every year. The first part of the year, it moves quickly, but that last part of the year, it zooms by. And so I wanted to give you some thoughts around this term of reset, because I want you to challenge yourself to really get a sense of where are you on your journey. You know, I was having a conversation with an individual, and they made a statement, and it was just so cute, and I told them, Coach Adams is going to use that, some form of that, and I'm just letting you know, and they were like, absolutely, Coach Adams. But the reality is what we were talking about is everybody knows. We all know. We all know what? We all know exactly where we are. We all know what we need to do to adjust. We all know those areas that require our attention that we need to fix. We all know. We all know. We know the gifts and talents that we have. We know what we don't have. I love to sing. Yes, I do. But the reality is, I know that singing is not my gifting. I know it. And so when the day comes to a close and you're sitting still and it's quiet, the reality is, You know. And I'm pausing with intention because I want you, as I'm sharing with you, because this time that you've dedicated, this hour of empowerment that you've dedicated to share with me here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. This time is so that you are getting the tools and the resources that you need that will support you on your journey and assist and equip you for the win. Working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. For the purpose of you greeting your destiny, whatever that may be. And so this opportunity to evaluate this reset, this time of making the adjustments that you need to make, refocusing where you need to refocus, evaluating, setting new strategies, establishing your intentions in a different way, whatever that may look like. And so we're going to go through an acronym. For those of you that listen to Motivational Mondays regularly, you know Coach Adams loves a good acronym or giving you a spin on a word so that it has a greater connection with you. So when we talk about reset, R-E-S-E-T, we're going to outline, from my point of view, from a coaching perspective, some of the things that I, with my clients, have determined need to happen to have this reset, to set again, to make adjustments, to fix in a new or different way. What is it that we need to do to reset? You know, the first that I realized is that we have to refocus. Now, that may sound so foundational for you, but have you taken the time to refocus? Life happens, and it happens to each and every one of us. Life throws us all of this stuff that gets us out of focus, that causes us to lose sight on where we're going. At the start of the year, many of us, we have this laser focus. We're concentrating, and we have our attention fixed in this specific direction as we start the year. And as the year unfolds and life begins to happen, that focus that we once had, it begins to diminish, and we are just now in the routine of the journey, the routine of the daily things. Life is throwing this and throwing that, and we're just fighting to make it through each day. Many of us, if we were being honest, we're just fighting to keep our heads above water. We're just fighting to survive. We're just in the press of life. Life that has natural ups and downs. You know, when you look at a map as an example, when you put in navigation in your car as an example, the destination is clear. You can see from where you are to where you desire to go. There's no question about it. When you put your destination into navigation, it tells you that it has calibrated, calculated the destination. It's ready to go. And it asks you if you want to start guidance, if you want to start moving in that direction. So the destination is clear. But how we navigate on that journey and the things that we have to go through. The other day I was on my way to downtown LA to do some consulting. Navigation at one stage said I would get there in 35 minutes. And so I was going to be ahead of time. Woo! Excited about that. But what navigation didn't know until we were on the journey was that there was going to be a car accident on the road. And that car accident caused delays and, for some, detours. And it shifted not the destination, but the course that one may have been on because of the unexpected circumstances along the way. You know, the reality is many of us have had unexpected circumstances just literally in this first 6 months of the year. You've had some things that have come up for you that you were not expecting, and it's caused you to lose sight on your journey. It's caused you to lose that attention and concentration on your goals, on your vision, on your dreams. It's all become kind of like a blur. It's like, okay, where am I going? And that's why when we go back to our acronym, the R represents refocus, because so often we lose focus. And so we have to refocus so that we can do what's needful to focus in and to concentrate on where we're going. Sometimes we need to simply reconnect with that. What is my target again? So that your trajectory is clear beyond the stuff of life happening. So R is to refocus. E is to evaluate. Evaluate what you may be thinking, Coach Adams. What do I need to evaluate? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I so appreciate it. You need to evaluate where you are on your journey in association with your goals. Evaluate where you are. Locate where you are. Oftentimes, we don't take the time to pause and locate, where am I? If, for example, you stated that you wanted to make $1 million this year and you've only made in 6 months $100,000, somebody would say you're a little bit behind schedule. It shouldn't be a surprise to you when you get to the close of the year and you didn't quite meet your target. And so evaluating where you are in association with your goals along the way is so key. It's key because it allows you to have the markers of checking in with how am I doing with regards to my target. Am I on the right path? Am I in the ballpark? How do I need to adjust? Remember, we said to reset, it's to set again, but it's also to adjust. And so in this reevaluating, when you are evaluating where you are in association with your goals, this evaluating where you are lets you see the point of where you are and locate where you are in this moment related to where you're going. So where you are associated with where you're going gives you this space of this gap. And it's important to identify what are the gaps in life, to know and be clear on where you are in association with where you're going. So identifying the gaps in life. The gaps when you locate where you are and you take the time to evaluate support you in gaining the clarity that you need. That supports that focus. So when I refocus and I focus and concentrate on my vision, my goals, my dream, what is my target, and I'm clear on that because life has happened and it's caused me to lose sight of it. You know, one of the things one of my coaching clients was sharing with me in today's session, they said, wow, Coach Adams, I now see the value in meeting with you every week. I now see the value because supports me weekly in bringing me back to my focus. And that is a part of the power of a one-on-one coaching partnership. It keeps you focused on your trajectory, on your goals. It keeps bringing you back even when life is throwing all of the stuff. This is a time to refocus, to recalibrate, to reset so you can see where you are, know where you're going, evaluate as you need to, and make the necessary adjustments. So reset, R, refocus. Refocus to concentrate your attention in the direction of your target, your vision, your goals, your dreams, ultimately to greet your destiny. Evaluate where you are on your journey. Locate yourself and be honest with where you are because, again, when the day comes to a close and you're sitting alone in your room, and it's dark. And you're still and it's quiet and you're listening. You know, because the inner voice in you is honest and it's going to reveal exactly where you are. And that's why evaluating where you are is so important and so key. And having the willingness to adjust and to fix what needs to be fixed in a new or a different way, but adjust. A part of this adjusting is that you may need to set new strategies. That's our S. Set the necessary strategies that are required for you to achieve your goal, for you to win. Work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. So set the necessary strategies in place that are needful to achieve your goals. Whatever worked for you in the past 6 months, keep working that. But what didn't work, you need to reset. Ah, here we are again. You need to adjust or you need to fix something in a new way or a different way so that ultimately you're yielding and getting the results that you desire. You know, I love this definition of insanity that many of us have heard. It's been stated that insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, but yet expecting different results. So the strategies that have been serving you, that are moving you closer to your target, that are supporting you at closing that gap, keep doing it. Keep working it. But those areas that the strategies that you had in place that are not serving you, now is your time to reset, to make an adjustment, to fix what you need to fix, to do something differently. Don't stay in that place of insanity. Expand beyond your borders. Seek expert counsel. Seek wise counsel. Connect with an expert, someone that's a specialist in a specific area that you may be challenged in. Allow them to assist you with setting the strategies that are needful so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately get different results, to do things differently. Because if you don't like where you're going at this stage in the game, you do not have to continue on the journey that you're on. You have the opportunity to reset. That's what we're talking about. Make an adjustment. Fix those areas that are not serving you, that are not working for you. Make the little tweaks that are required. You know, I took a watch in for repair some time ago, and something was happening with the mechanism. And the jeweler said, oh, it just needed a minor tweak. What was he saying? A minor fix. For many of you, you don't need a major overhaul. You just need to make a minor tweak in your strategy to get different results. Another one of my coaching clients, and boy, she was fired up today in our session because of what we talked about last week for her, and it was a minor adjustment. And she said, oh, my gosh, Coach Adams, that was brilliant. And, wow, let me tell you about this week that I had in making that adjustment. So sometimes it's just a small little fix, a little tweak here and there. But set your strategy. So in our acronym of RESET, as we're in this season to set again, to adjust or fix in a new or different way, R is to refocus. Focus to concentrate your attention on your trajectory. E, evaluate. Locate where you are in association with your goals. Locate. Am I on target? Am I in the ballpark? Am I way off target? Do I need to make some necessary adjustments? Do I need to make some little tweaks and fix things? Do I need an overhaul? Do I need to do things completely different, in a different way? Evaluate, locate where you are. S, set the strategies needed to achieve your goals. The strategies that have been serving you, continue to do that as you drive it through in this final half of the year. But those areas that have not been serving you, that's where we said you may need to do a minor fix. You may need to adjust. You may need to make a complete change, go in a completely different direction or do it in a totally different way. That is what we're talking about, this reset. Our E, our next E is establish your intentions. Establish your intentions for doing things differently. Doing things differently. Establish your intentions in general and establish your intentions for doing things differently. Because in order for us to get different results, again, break the insanity, we have to be willing to do things differently. We can't do things the same way and expect different results. If you want to lose weight, as an example, you have to do a reset. I'm starting a reset tomorrow. The intention has been set. Wanting to break the insanity, wanting different results. You can't continue to eat like you've been eating. You can't continue to not have the movement. You can't continue to do things the way you've been doing it. If you want to lose weight, it's going to require you to have and establish intentions for doing things differently that will now give you the yield, the end result that you want. You have to adjust. You have to tweak where need be. Tweak in that eating, the eating habits, the plan. Eat things differently. Eat something different that's going to support and serve you. Maybe you need to have more salad. Maybe you need to accept the challenge to detox for 15 days, to reset, to get on target. When it comes to establishing your intentions, your intentions are associated with your strategies and a plan and your mindset. I'm going to do this. The intention is clear. It's not a mystery. And it starts with the reset. This setting again, this adjusting, this fixing in a new or different way. Tweaking, doing whatever is required to position you to get different results. There's nothing wrong with evaluating and determining, What I was doing wasn't working. Let me make a shift. Don't get stuck in the routine of doing the same things because it's familiar, because, you know, it's like, I've always done it this way. But are you getting the results that you desire from always doing it that way? Huh. Now, that's a loaded thought to ponder right there. So now it's time to do things differently to get different results. It's so simple and so foundational, but yet many of us, we fall short and we miss it. I've been guilty on my journey, being transparent with you. I have. I've gotten into the routine of, I got to do it this way and this, and it's not yielding. So why are you holding on to something that's not giving you the results that you desire? If it's working, that's why I said, if it's working, when we talk about evaluate what has served you the past 6 months, if it's working, continue. Continue to build on that. No need to recreate the wheel because it's working. But if it's not working and you are in this little, like a little hamster on the wheel, just going around and around and around and around and around, and you're going in circles, you got to stop going around and around in circles. Because your intentions speak to your purpose. When we're talking about establish your intentions, it speaks to your purpose. Your purpose is associated with that higher call, that higher assignment on your life. It speaks to your attitude. As I stated earlier, your mindset. So what are your intentions? You know, oftentimes a father will ask a man who's dating his daughter, what are your intentions in a relationship? The man may ask the woman may ask the man, what are your intentions? What are we doing here? This establishing what are your intentions in business. What are your intentions with your vision? Get clear on what are your intentions with your goals. What are your intentions with your dreams? What are your intentions? Because it's those intentional steps that you take. It's the intentions of purpose that are going to lead you on that pathway of your destiny. Remember I said, we all have a destiny. The reality is each and every one of us, we have a destiny, because coded in our very DNA is purpose associated with our destiny, the end result of where we're going. The reality is, though, that our destiny is waiting for you. It's waiting for me to move towards it. This moving towards it is intention. It's the steps of action. It's the execution. It's the purposeful living. It's the purposeful moving, navigating on our journey. So establish your intentions. What's working, continue to build on that. But what's not working, you need to be intentional about doing things differently. And as we are this moving in this last part of the year, this last half of the year, if you have not already established your intentions, then you need to first establish. But if you've established your intentions, you need to determine, as we're at this season of reset, what is it that I need to set again? Where do I need to adjust? What is it that I need to fix in a new or a different way so that I can get the end result that I desire? And ultimately, I know for you tuning in to Motivational Mondays, because of our focus and vision, you are here because you desire to win. And this winning is about working it now. W-I-N, win. Work it now. Work your vision. Achieve your goals. And ultimately, live out your dreams. And it is your dreams that would cause you to greet your destiny. The very reason and purpose why you were created. And for those of you that are regular listeners, you know I can't have a conversation, I can't share without connecting it back to purpose. The very reason why you were created. There is purpose on your life. Sometimes we have to be reminded of the purpose. Sometimes we need the support in discovering the purpose. Sometimes we need to, again, when the day has closed out and it's dark and you're in your room and it's quiet and still, and you are sitting listening. It is in those very moments that clarity is given. And you know, sometimes we don't want to embrace what we know. If I was to get up on the stage and sing, I promise you, you would be looking for earplugs, because that is not my assignment. And I know it. And the reality is, each and every one of us, we know. We may not have all of the answers. We may not know how to effectively navigate. And that's where coaching partnership comes in. That's where seeking expert counsel comes in. That's where having mentors come in. But you have to be honest and real with yourself in that quiet moment, in those quiet moments when you're processing your own thoughts. We cannot force ourselves into a space that we weren't created for, because there's a specific intention designed for each and every one of our lives. And we are to align with that intention. So I can't be a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. The square peg was not designed for that place. It was not intended for that place. I liken that to me singing. Because I know that's not my calling. I would love for it to be, but it isn't. And I know. I often smile when I see a picture of me as a little girl or as a little baby. My mom would always say that I love to speak, that I was a little conversationalist. Well, isn't that interesting that the intention of why I was created was to serve exactly that? And early on, I didn't have a title for it. The reality is I had no desire to speak in public, to speak before a group, no desire whatsoever. The only child who's a loner and very reserved and truly an introvert at her core. To speak publicly before a group and have to now be an extrovert. That was not a right fit, I thought. But yet, It is. And so once I was able to unearth that, I then was set on the path of fulfilling my assignment, the intention, the design for my life. Why we have Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams as one opportunity to mention. Notable mention. You're now benefiting from my yes to the intention and the design for my life. What is the intention and design for your life? Because the reality is, we know instinctively. I knew, but I didn't have a title for it, so I had to go on a journey. We know what it isn't. So why are you pursuing that? That would be like me pursuing singing. I can get a vocal coach all day long. But if I don't have the gift, that vocal coach cannot give me more than what's within my capacity. And you hear people today. I was listening to a performer, and I said, wow, there's such hype around this performer. And as I was listening to her perform live, I said, I don't get it. She can't sing. And she knows. But hey, marketability. But I thought, wow, how long are you going to live this fraud because she can't sing? And that was evident in hearing a live performance. Yeah, now when you put out the tracks and all of that with auto tunes and all the mixing and all of that. But without all of that, the talent is not there. And it's evident. And I assure you, when it's dark and it's quiet and she's sitting still listening, at her core, she knows. But she's laughing all the way to the bank, but she shouldn't do a live performance because everybody else then knows. You don't sound like that auto-tuned, mixed and remixed and mastered track. So intention, are you fulfilling the intention for your life? Do you need to establish new intentions and do something differently in order for you to achieve different results and to move in the direction of your desired goals, visions, and dreams? Do you need a reset? Do you need a reset to move to the next level, to your next level, so that you can level up? Reset. Well, we've established that reset is to set again, to adjust or fix in a new or different direction, a different way. We're getting an acronym for some thoughts around this word reset, R-E-S-E-T, R-E-S-E-T. Reset, R is refocus. I must concentrate my intention. That's the refocusing. E, evaluate. What am I evaluating? I'm evaluating. Where am I on my journey? I'm locating myself. I'm letting navigation tell me exactly where I am so that I can now recalibrate, readjust, reset, tweak, fix, move in a different way, in a different direction so that ultimately I can reach my destination. I need to set the necessary strategies that are required for achieving my goals. In some cases, as I stated, with a watch that the mechanism is not working quite right, the watch repairs will say, it's just a little tweak, just a little off that you need to fix and make an adjustment. So with regards to your strategies, assuming that you have strategies, how do you need to adjust so that you can ultimately get different results? Establish your intentions. 4, the willingness to do things differently. Establish your intentions that with each day, these are the steps that I am going to take in order to achieve my goals. Constantly evaluating, am I on target? If I said I wanted to achieve this, how close am I to it? Do you need to get radical and do a reset and completely start over again so that you can position yourself in order to achieve? The T in our RESET acronym, as we've gone through our refocus, E, evaluate, S, strategies, E, establish your intentions, and T, treat each day as if it were your last. Treat each day as if it were your last. Why is this so important? Because all we have truly is today. Are you doing what's necessary in each day? I love it when I can feel like, wow, I had a productive day. I wasn't just busy, I was productive. I got things done. Treat each day as if it were your last. And I want you to know if you do that as it relates to our reset, you are going to recalibrate and get yourself back into alignment on your course. And I want to encourage you, stay the course. Yes, life is going to throw you various things. And the question is, how will you navigate through the issues of life and continue to drive with fire and passion, that fire to fight for your vision, for your goals, for your dreams? Well, I would love to be on your team. I have my Impact 100. And this is my commitment that I have to assist 100 people on their personal and professional growth journey in and through my powerful gift of empowerment. And I would love the opportunity to assist you. If you're listening in today, I want to welcome new and reconnect with returning clients. I want you to know that this is the time in which you should look at one-on-one coaching. And my gift to you, to sow into you, is that I am going to offer 1 month of complimentary coaching for a one-on-one coaching partnership on all coaching programs that I have to support you on your journey, again, to new and returning clients, so that ultimately, you can set yourself on the course and path that is one that is focused on winning. You know, I often will offer different promotions and incentives because I want to support you. And we talked a lot about refocus, and I want to say this. Don't lose focus on your goals. Life's designed to cause you to lose focus, but you have to be intentional. You have to buckle down. You have to concentrate your attention in order to achieve your goals. And you have to ask yourself, as we were talking earlier in this time of reset on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, as we prepare to close out today's installment, and I trust you have been empowered. You are jump-starting your week in a better position than had you not connected with us here on Motivational Monday. So I want to leave you with this question that I often leave on the table, and that is this. What are you willing to do differently to get greater results to achieve your dreams? Your dream is worth it. Will you pay the price? Will you sacrifice and do what's required? A part of that is having the right people on your team. And I want to be one of those key people on your team. And now is the perfect time as we prepare for this last half of the year to have a winning partnership to support you in driving things through as you process through this reset that we just spoke about, so that you can achieve your dream, so that you can work your vision, so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dream. So one-on-one coaching makes the difference. And we said there's something you have to do different in this process of a reset. What are you willing to do different? Call our team for complete details to redeem your complimentary 1 month of coaching and or text or call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. In closing, I want to share with you that we would love to continue the dialogue. I didn't have the opportunity to open the lines up today, but we do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays Forum. It is an open group that is available for you to interact and engage around today's topic and or to make a show recommendation that you would like to see a topic handled. Maybe you have a guest that you feel would be a great fit. I want to just let you know that all of this is available for you. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today, presented by Inspired Media for you. Again, if you're interested in my personal and professional growth plan and the empowerment tools that I have available, reach out to our team at 310-289-2101. If you're not familiar with who Coach Adams is and you would like more information, you may give us a call and or visit coachadams.com. coachadams.com. Again, I have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success and to win, and it's an honor for me to support you. So receive your empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. This is Coach Adams. We look forward to connecting and engaging with you on next week as we continue in our Shape Up series, giving you strategies along with various tools that will empower you on your journey to win. I look forward to connecting with you then.